I was sitting listening to your discussion, I found myself looking around at everybody and trying to remember. Remember when we first had that session together and up at Elmer's, and we identified ourselves. My name is June, and I like. And I could not remember everybody's. Maybe we could do that. You're Susan, and you like.
Fuzzies,
is that right? I couldn't remember my own.
I have no idea.
He's Reed, and he likes.
He doesn't like.
Rhubarb.
Rhubarb.
Carol likes carrots.
No. Let us identify, okay, for you.
Okay.
See if we can remember. How about Dan?
He was the last one, so I was trying to remember him.
Do you remember Dan's?
That's down.
Down, that's it.
Down?
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
That's my guess.
Yep.
How about David?
I hadn't remembered
the dog.
He likes his dog. How about Karen?
Kittens. No, I like kittens.
Not cats.
Up,
how about Sandy? Do you remember it, Sandy?
Sandwiches.
No. Sunshine?
No.
Sucrose?
No.
I don't think she was in food.
Okay.
She wasn't in
sleeping.
Food. Sleeping! There we go.
I remember
them.
Elephants.
How about Melanie? What was Melanie? Never guess. Meals.
Meals, that's right.
Right, meals.
Build bicycles.
That's right, bicycles.
Well, you really
Linda,
know these.
Library.
Oh, yeah.
June.
Jokers, that's right. How about David?
Dessert.
David
likes
Rivers. Oh, is that it? I couldn't remember my own. All right.
Elmer was liqueur or something.
Elixir.
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 That's right. Elixir.
Elixirs?
Well, now it's on tape in case you ever want to review that. You can send back for the tape on men's and women's issues, the fifth session, and it's introduced by what we all like.
Or in the case of Reed, don't like.
Or in the case of Reed, what we don't like. All right. Well, we're going to continue today looking at relationships and perhaps get into sexuality. I think with this chunk that we've taken off at the beginning, we may not get to that. But we've added another session, which Susan mentioned, for Tuesday, because we just feel like there's more to at least scratch the surface of. And we'll try to get into areas generally called sexuality and spirituality as they relate to men's and women's issues in the days to come. We're going to break up this morning into same-sex groups, same-gender groups, whatever you want to call that, and talk about a couple of questions. But before we do that, I wonder if we could just do a little brainstorming around two areas. One would be, what are some areas, just, and we're not going to talk about these, we just want to toss them out to see what people are thinking. What's an area that we aren't looking at, that hasn't been raised, that you'd like to see addressed, that's a particular interest or concern to you? Why don't you just toss those out? In the area of relationships.
For me, not just the communication that breaks down between women, but how women can or do communicate.
Okay.
Communication between the same sexes. And, you know, between men and men, too.
Yes. Any others that are right on the top of people's heads?
see him.
Do other people share this concern?
Okay.
No, on a non-intimate level.
Okay. We'll keep those in mind, okay, as we talk. Remember that there are people in the group that are interested in how you think and what your experience is related to those two questions. Let's talk briefly about relationships. And let's do this in terms of definition to start out with. What is a relationship for you?
Where two people come together.
Mm-hmm. Could you be more specific about coming? That could imply many things.
Two people meeting. That's the beginning.
Okay. A start. In other words, could we assume by that you need two people to have a relationship?
Uh-huh.
At least. Is that a definition that people sort of concur with? What else? Not just winter program people either. So.
I think relationship is just being.
Being?
Two people being.
As contrasted to what, for instance?
Meeting.
So there's something that's less formal about it?
Well, I have a relationship with people I haven't even met.
I see. Well, you're talking about we're all related, sort of this kind of universal relatedness.
Yeah, life is a relationship, really.
Okay. Okay.
When I define, I mean, I can understand that, but when I define, like, being in relationship, it's with people, not only that I meet, but that I would invest energy and go out of my way to meet.
Right. There's a sense of intentionality to it.
Yeah.
Investment of self energy. But, okay, but maybe you're pointing out the difference. What comes to my mind is the difference between an acquaintance and a friend, mm-hmm. or something like that. So we'll put down for you friendship. Is that okay?
Every relationship isn't a friendship, though. I have relationships with people that I don't befriend or don't
right.
want to befriend. But that needs building, too. A relationship with people that...
I guess it's, for me, it's just like a relationship is what happens between those two people. So it's the interaction between them.
Okay. The interaction says something about the relationship. What are some of the qualities that are present in a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
For you. No, just for you. Just toss them out. Things we don't have to examine them necessarily, what kind of a relationship we're a part of, but what comes to your mind when you think of a relationship? What's in a relationship?
Trust.
Sharing.
Risking.
But that's what we're building for. There are relationships that don't have those things, and therefore...
Right, but it doesn't mean that we exclude them. He's just lying.
So what you're saying is that there are
relationships of distrust and non-sharing and non-risking.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So the opposite,
non-risking are all parts of a relationship as well. What else?
Expectations.
What else?
Customs.
What are some customs? Politeness.
Kissing when you meet, or hugging when you meet, or doing the same things when you meet each other. Greeting.
Forms of greeting.
Feelings.
What kind of feelings?
Dislike.
Love, dislike, frustration,
anger.
What else?
Need.
How do you feel when you feel needy?
That might be one of those that belongs in capitals too, an aspect of relationship.
Unfulfilled, how's that?
Feeling unfulfilled. I'll put unfulfilled.
How about dependence?
Individuality. Happiness or sadness?
Okay, what, what are some forms of relationship? Like, what kind of relationships can you have?
Family?
Put this up here at the top. Family,
work,
friends,
lovers.
What's the difference between a friend and a lover?
That interaction.
Mm-hmm. What definition do you give to those words?
Elmer calls that your spouse should be your best friend. So he would equate one aspect of friendship.
Mm-hmm.
But your best friend may not be your lover.
Yeah.
Right. So your lover can be your best friend or a friend, but your best friend may not be your lover.
But some lovers have best friends, too.
That's right.
Therefore, so Socrates is not a man.
Any other forms of relationship that you can think of?
The casual
acquaintance.
Or I was thinking of the grocery store clerk and the buyer,
mm-hmm.
or the nurse in the doctor's office, and the mechanic and the
community.
Car owner.
Right. Occasional friends. They are friends. You kind of really, you look forward to seeing those people.
Yeah, but there are some that aren't friends.
Yeah, right.
If you live in a small town, your experience is different than if you live in a city.
There you're kind of the barrier of everybody. Don't know who your friends are.
Well, oh no, I was thinking about that you have different conversations probably with a store clerk in a small town.
Intergenerational relationships too. I mean, family might include that, but it's still outside of family that have those also.
Okay, intergenerational.
I think it's teacher-student relationships.
Okay.
Tina was talking about like pastors and members of congregation stuff. I think of they're sort of in, a lot of them would be friends, but some of them would be like co-workers in non-paid position.
Mm-hmm.
Co-volunteer workers.
Yeah, we have some of that at Holden. It feels like one of the things that I've had to learn is you can't make friends with everybody here. And you have to kind of rest easy maybe with being in the same place with somebody for 6 months and about all you've ever really said is hi and maybe had a table conversation once. That is that the kind you're talking about? But they're there and they're important and...
Yeah, it's like in a congregation, for instance, it's not... I mean, there's a sense in which it's kind of like family and you don't necessarily make friends or
right.
like everybody in the family. But, I mean, it's kind of...
Okay, well, anything else anybody wants to say about this before we move on?
Well, in all those kinds of relationships, and there's also the possibility of same sex or opposite sex in most all of them.
Good point. Yeah, it might be interesting to look and see which feels more possible in each category or which is more usual for you. Well, we would like to move into doing an exercise here where the women would all be in one group and the men would all be in the other group. And I think maybe what we'll do is, should we just give the instructions once we get in the group?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think probably that.
And we'll be asking you a couple of questions that I think are intended to help us focus on, I think to acknowledge the importance of understanding that a lot of a relationship has to do with how you see the other person, how you perceive them, and then secondly, of knowing what you want yourself in a relationship and how it's important that in some ways those things match up if there's going to be a balance in your own life, in your own relationship life. So why don't we do that, and we'll take about 15 minutes and come back and share our lists with each other.
Listen, here, do you want to keep time?
Sure.
Do you have a watch? I don't know.
I'll give you the clock on.
Well, let's...
You want to do that? Sure, okay, let's do that.
Looks like the men have decided to gather over here by the window. Let's go in the kitchen. Is that dining hall?
Let's go over to the shop, man.
We need to go into the dining room.
Ray, where are you? Are you in there, Ray? Oh, there he is. You're never there when I need you.
Just calling that thing out here.
Is that what you want in the relationship?
Yeah, right.
Okay, what should we do? Should we read our list?
Yeah, you did that, didn't you?
Yeah. We're not going to have time to talk. Well, we didn't have markers. I knew they wouldn't be able to see them on the board. Right?
There's a marker right here.
No, that's for that board. It's an erasable marker.
Well, it... Won't work on
we'll talk. Should we talk about it later?
Yeah, let's deal with that conflict later. Okay, gotcha.
I can't wait.
Okay, read it, go.
Well, what should we do? Should we read our list?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, can I, let me just say that the women, well, women met and had difficulty with the whole question of what are men like, because we got into this whole discussion about the fact that men are individual persons. Therefore, it was hard. Everything seemed to come out as if we're talking about men in a general sort of way, and it isn't fair to men to do that. But we did it anyway, and we have a list.
We did. Can I just say that we came up with a similar problem about that, but also felt that it was important to take a risk to say what women are like, because that's what we do. Unconsciously or consciously, we do have perceptions of what women are like, mm-hmm. based on who knows what, you know, the socialization that's going on right now, or what our sister was like. You know, and we carry these things over expecting how women will be. So, so our list, this is what women are like, okay? It's very random. Women are soft to touch, the skin. They're like men in a lot of ways. They're compassionate, sensitive to how I feel, to the pain of the world. They are giving, and under that we listed motherly responsibility. A hard worker, diligent, first one up in the morning, last one to bed at night. Uncomplaining about dirty work, cleaning up vomit, poop, led into kind of a, may tend to have a martyr complex about all of this stuff. Modest, long-suffering, tolerant, good church workers, sympathetic, committed, intentional, by that we mean analytical, intentional analytical, by that we meant caring, I think what was meant really was caring about a relationship, willing to put investment, to keep tabs on what, how the a relationship is going. Accommodating, the word that came up. Explicit with their feelings. Demanding of our feelings, giggly, courteous, stronger than men, particularly in terms of physical health, ability to cope with pain, they don't die as early, seem to lead more balanced lives, more in touch with the seasons and cycles, emotional, moody. We came up with women.
We have men are complicated, demanding, condescending, they're tender, they are competitive and they are non-competitive, they are sensitive and insensitive, they are know-it-all, they are insecure, they are generous. They are rigid. There is an assumption of superiority, which has to do with the ownership of ideas. Part of, that was hard to express, but that was the concept, the idea of when a, this came from somebody, when a man thinks it's his idea, he takes ownership of it. Mm. Even though it may have been somebody else's. But if he comes to believe that it was his, he'll take ownership. Chauvinistic, thoughtful, intelligent, crude, controlling, have difficulty allowing themselves to be vulnerable, have difficulty expressing emotions, are linear thinkers, left brain thinkers, and goal-oriented.
I'm aware that it's after time.
Mm-hmm.
Should we just read the other list?
Yeah, we didn't really get very far with the other list. Okay.
Well, we did.
Good.
We're going.
That's right.
Well, we had fun. I'm not sure whether to talk about what we decided that we want or whether I should at least first entitle it that we decided that what we definitely do not want is to go to hell in a handbasket, which was a reoccurring theme throughout our talk. So we're on the defensive.
Would you say
that? Dan could say it again. He says it.
He says it once.
He said after everyone. Go ahead, Dan.
Okay, what does it mean? What is this whole thing about not wanting to go to hell in a handbasket?
Oh, no, it was my reaction to hearing about the inevitable transition from hell in a handbasket, and I've been kind of boring people ever since the fact that you know,
I believe that it sprung off particularly one that said, as a person, as a man, what I want from a friend in a relationship is support for my values, and then you sort of went off in this long diatribe about to which after every one of the next needs he said the same thing. I want touch so that we don't all go off. Men want companionship, deep friendship. Men want honesty, freedom to be whole self, fun, humor, eros, pleasure of a physical relationship, acceptance of who I am, want to be needed, which also had something to do with invited to participate or invited to be a part of invitations, support for values, etc., touch, frolic, discourse, exploration, play games, cards, football, conspire to overthrow, a sense of, you know, working together for change, I think what that was. To subversive, want somebody to be a subversive activist with. To learn in a relationship, to be inspired. Then we wrote down the word poverty, which had came out of a discussion about how I want to be accepted not because I have a car or am good looking or am the captain of the basketball team or whatever, but for some other reason.
Because you're poor.
Because I'm poor, right. That's why I put poverty down. Okay. Not because of my riches. A worship, men want a spiritual worship companion, and to find God in the relationship.
Well, we said we didn't have a lot. So this respect, a mutuality in terms of trust. We want to be able to trust another person, but also to be trusted. And companionship, honesty, the sharing of feelings. We talked a lot about the word authenticity. We had some problems. We did get caught up in the process a lot. Trying to define what that meant, and it meant different things to different people. Authenticity meaning, in this case, that if you were authentic as a human being, that all of the other things would follow. Yeah. Variety, all kinds of things in relationships. Would somebody want to say more about that? Okay.
Fun things happening, you know, I think that's, mm-hmm. You brought that up.
You use exuberance and excitement.
And passion.
It's all about just been born relationships. Yeah. And you can have all those other things.
That's right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and you mentioned passion, right? What?
Yeah.
Did you say something else, Karen?
Including the hurts. That's what strengthens the joy in a relationship. So, I think when Karen said having fun things, you also, I'll write it, try it, do it.
And the last one is intimacy, also, which includes non-genital sex. Type intimacy. And then we were told we spent too much time.
To come.
And so we obeyed and came.
Well, we had made a contract
that
one would be time to put the other one.
I realized that and I accepted.
You were out of view.
But I didn't share that with them.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
Well, I set the clock on them.
Something about being. Boring?
Well, no, I think boring. If we were going to go on, what we would like to, what I would thought that we would look at anyway, would be to look at the how we defined each other, to look at what our relationship needs are, and maybe do some kind of a exploration of how much of the things that we want, for instance, as men, we can expect to get from women, and how much we can't expect to get from women, and what that means in terms of how we need to not only have, you know, to work out things with women, but have relationships with men, and just that whole kind of thing. Because I think a lot of times, if I really am in touch with what my expectations are, with what I want in a relationship, then it helps me to choose where I can get that. I mean, not that a woman can't be everything, or a man can't be everything, but we're not. And I think a lot of times we get followed up by expecting to get from women what we may more naturally get with men, maybe to have happen with a friend, which might better happen with a lover, or vice versa, just to clear up some of those things.